Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You're welcome back to this week's podcast. In case you're listening for the first time, this is the fifth episode of Teens Talk About Everything podcast. Our topic for today is discovering yourself as a teen, and I, your humble host, Dr. Sekoyan, will be taking you through the journey. Now, as we all know, this self-discovery can be either in school or out of school, but I'll be focusing on the aspect that has to do in school. This is, however, a follow-up from last week's topic, which was becoming an outstanding student, where I shared tips on how teens like yourself can be outstanding in school. If you haven't listened to that episode and other episodes yet, please endeavor to do so after listening to this session so you do not miss out on the topics of discussion. Now, most of us, mostly teens, do not have or do not know what our interests are in school, so I have some tips for you as usual. This session will take a good look at how you as a teen can discover yourself while still in school, so do well to listen keenly. It is important that you note that to find yourself, you must first learn about yourself. Self-discovery might sound like an intimidating concept, but it is really just the process of examining one's life, your life generally. Yes, it's a process of figuring out what is missing and a process of taking appropriate steps towards your fulfillment. School, be it secondary or university, but particularly secondary school, is more or less the best place for self-discovery. Now, how can you discover yourself? Well, I suggest that you start by visualizing your ideal self. It could be that your life has gone pretty smoothly and unhinged according to guidelines recommended by parents, teachers, friends, or other people. And if that's the case, there's a possibility that you might not have given your true self much thought. What I mean is, as teens, we end up defining ourselves and our actions by our relationships with others or by the things we've always done or always seen and all of that, never really considering the possibilities of anything being different. What we all fail to understand is, no matter whatever you do, if you do not have a clear idea of the things that matter to you or the person you hope to become, you just continue living for other people and not for yourself. And that is obviously what you do not want for yourself. Or is it? No, I don't think so. So here's a quick survey you could try out personally. Try asking yourself questions like, what do I want from life? Where do I see myself in 5 years or 10 years? What do I regret? What makes me proud of myself? What is my talent? What makes me special or unique? You need to sit and consider these questions because awareness of these characteristics can give you a lot of insight into your inner self. Now, with that being said, the next thing you need to do is explore your passions. For instance, passion helps give your life a purpose and also makes it rich and meaningful. Bear it in mind that passion doesn't always have to be complex or relate to professional interest. Just think about what you spend your time doing on a day-to-day basis. What excites you? What brings joy to your life? What do you actually love doing? That, my dear, is your passion. So if you have found something that is worthy of your best efforts, sacrifice, and tears, then you have found the most important pursuit of your life. Now, there is no scale when it comes to passion. You either feel it or you don't. None is better than any other. So when you find something that zaps you out of the bed in the morning, that makes you happy, makes you willing to do more, put in more effort, I suggest that you cling onto it. You only bloom from there. Thirdly, find a mentor. Now, how do you choose a mentor? Simple. Think of any older person that is someone with some level of experience in life, which is of course higher than yours, who you'd love to talk to on more personal terms. Having a mentor will be an incredible resource when you hit those unavoidable bumps in the road. Like I said, seek out someone who you trust and who has a definite sense of self. Finally, learn to listen to and trust your inner voice. Don't let others determine who you are or what you do in life. It is your life after all and not theirs. Your opinion is the only one that really matters in the end. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't listen to words of advice from others that are more advanced than you are. Always try to be the best that you can be in everything that you set your mind to achieve, and the sky would be your beginning point from there. Thank you for staying with me throughout this session. We've come to the end, and I trust that you've learned something new today. But just as we did at the end of the third episode, we have a guest which I will be interviewing today. She goes by the name Alice Onyo, and she'll be telling us how she discovered herself as a teen. She would be giving us her personal view of everything, and she would also advise us on how to discover ourselves and how to discover ourselves, yes, as a teen. So stay tuned. I remain your host, Dorcas, and I will be back shortly. Hello everyone, all our ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you're welcome back to the second session of this episode. Like I said in the previous session, I'll be with our guest Alice Onyo, and here we are together. So our guest Alice is going to talk about herself and how she discovered herself while she was 18. So she's going to tell us what she did and how she went through those turbulent times. So stay tuned. Hello, Alice.
Hello, viewers out there. My name is Alice Onyo. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be doing this because it gives me great joy. It gives me happiness to be sharing it, because why am I doing this? I want to motivate, I want to inspire everyone out there, especially the teenager, because it's not really easy taming a teen from such age to grow into an adult. Okay, now I'm going to be sharing my story, how I grew into my adulthood from teenager, and it's not easy. It goes this way. While growing up, I was actually a very timid child. Timid to the core. I didn't know how to socialize. I was always on my own. The little time I feel I should share one or two stories with maybe an adult, family member, no one was always there to give me a listening ears. Why? Because I lost my dad at a very tender age of 9. I barely knew nothing, and I didn't grow up with my mom. So you see, it's been so hectic for me. I am my elder sister while growing up. We grew up with my aunt, so it's not really been easy. We grew up in a village, you understand, and schooling in the village, socializing, and everything. Could feel my pain, but nobody was there to listen to me. So I want to urge everything out there. Is there anything you're looking for? You're looking for love, you're looking for who to talk to, you're pressurized, you're depressed, your parents are there. If your parents are not there, look for somebody who can pay a listening ear to you. Do you understand? Pastor Kenneth Okonkwo once said that when you want to specialize in what you know how to do best, just find that field, find what you love to do, and do it consistently. Then you will get to wherever you want to be. I didn't just wake up to be wherever I am today. When I grew past my secondary school level, that was when I was a teen, got admission into the university. I stayed in my aunt and my uncle. They trained me through school. So every day I go to school, I'll be crying. I'll be telling my friends, God gave me this friend, not for anything, for a reason. I'll be crying to her, telling her, look at what I'm going through. I can't go to school. I can't start university and I graduate, and I'll still be timid. I'll still not have self-esteem. Imagine, people are in school, they can speak well, they can socialize, they are doing a lot of things. How do I go about this? And she'll always tell me, pray, tell God, just tell me what you want me to be. That was my prayer for 4 years now. So when I go online, I see programs going on. So many programs, you understand? The ones I find my feet on, I follow, volunteer, do a lot of things. That was how I started. understand? But my writing skills actually started when I was little. I usually write stories, I cut across everything, understand?
Okay, so you're a writer?
Yeah, I'm a writer. Mm-hmm. I'm a writer. I'm an inspirational writer. I actually write to encourage young ones because I've been through a lot. I write my stories and I write other stories just to inspire the world.
So how would you say you found yourself? How would you say you discovered yourself while you were in school? You know, you've said something about writing, you mentioned that you were timid. So how did you stop or rise above that?
Okay, while following up the programs, while following up awareness programs, I found one I could easily find my feet on. One that resonates well with me. Like, I volunteer with Suffer Don't Do. They advocate against Suffer Don't Do.
Oh, Suffer Don't Do. Okay.
Yes. It's an advocacy against sex for grades in sexual institutions. I also volunteer with the single school. We educate the teenagers, educate the youths against premarital sex. And I volunteer with Skills, the mental health advocacy. So that was where I found my feet. I found people who cared about me. I found people who were there, who were always there to listen to me. Though I don't know them and they don't know me, but they were always there for me.
Okay, so that's how you found yourself. So yes. Would you say your writing skills are born out of talent or passion? Like, you really, okay, let me put it this way, did you say it was your talent from birth or you grew up and decided to be a writer?
Well, I wouldn't say it's something I was born with. It's something I'm passionate about. Growing up, I just like singing. Okay. Singing was never my thing. Do you understand? There are two different things. You have to find what you love doing and do it best.
So writing is what you
writing love. Is. I'm just passionate about writing and inspiring everyone. That's all.
Okay. Thank you for sharing with us so far. What else would you like to share with us? What else would you like us to know about yourself, about everything in school?
Well, I would like to say a few words to the audience. Just be confident about yourself. Whatever you do in this life, don't give up. That's my key word. I never give up. I build my castle by the day. Even my dad in his grave will be so angry if I give up on my dream. So yesterday I told myself, whatever dad is, he will be so proud of the woman I have become. Yes, not just the woman I have become, but I have been able to utilize the 18 years after his demise on earth. So I'm so grateful to be here, and I want to say to you out there, be strong. Don't give up on your dreams. God will surely see you through if you push.
So are you still in school or you're through?
Yeah, I'm still in school. I'm a final year student, hoping to graduate this year because it's been hectic, you understand?
Okay, so which department?
Vocational education, business education, precisely.
Okay, that's great. By His grace, you would...
Yeah, sure.
So, bonus question. Would you like to come again to be interviewed like this? Would you like to be with us, like with the audience, for this Team Talk About Everything podcast? Would you like to be here again?
Yeah, I would. I could do just anything for the world. I could do anything to inspire the teen. I could do anything to motivate the youths. I just want us to grow. You understand? The world can only be a better place if we can show good examples to everyone out there. So it's my pleasure to be here. And it's my pleasure to come again.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you once again. I really appreciate that you accepted our invitation to come. And we're really happy to have you here.
Thank you.
So back to my audience. You guys have been wonderful, and you are, and you'll always be wonderful. So thank you for staying with us through this session. I remain your host, Dr. Sifeyong, and I will be back next Friday with another wonderful episode of Teens Talk About Everything podcast. Do well to follow Foundational Network Africa on all our social media handles, on Instagram at Foundational Network Africa, on Twitter at Foundational Net, and Facebook, Foundational Network Africa. Bye for now. I'll see you on Friday.